This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Stressed with the news, the headlines first. Thick fog and cold waves affect lives in Nepal's Tarai Madhes. Meteorologists urge all to remain alert, warning effect in air and road transportation. President Ramchandra Powdal and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed grief over the demise of former US President Jimmy Carter. Recall Carter's contribution to peace, human rights and charity. Tamu Losar festival being observed in Nepal with fanfare, especially by Gurung community as New Year. And farmers block roads at many places across Indian state of Punjab as part of their Bandh call. Now the news in detail. The cold waves have started to blow in various districts of Tarai region. The cold waves begin with the formation of thick fogs in the western areas of the Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarshan province. Talking to Radio Nepal today, Shanti Kardal, senior meteorologist at the Meteorological Forecasting Division, said the cold waves with foggy weather would persist for several days. Senior meteorologist Kardal urged everyone to remain alert as thick fog would affect the air and road transportation, including the agriculture and tourism sector. She said rest of the places of the country would experience clear weather except Tarai, and there are no chances of rain and snowfall in the upcoming few days. According to our Birganj reporter Dhruva Adhikari, the lives of people in districts of Mid and Eastern Tarai, including Bara, Parsa, Rautahat, Dhanusa, Mohattari, Siraha and Saptari, have been affected due to cold waves. President Ramchandra Powdal has expressed grief over the demise of Jimmy Carter, the former President of the United States of America. President Powdal today, via social platform X, expressed sorrow over Carter's death and mentioned that Carter's contribution to peace, human rights and charity has become an inspiration to the world. Carter, the 39th President of the United States, died at the age of 100 on Sunday at his home in hospice care in the small town of Plains in Georgia. His wife, Rosaline, passed away in November 2023 at the age of 96. Carter, who conducted diplomatic missions in his 80s, built houses for the poor in the 90s. Former President Carter visited Nepal in 2008 to supervise the Constituent Assembly elections held for the first time in Nepal. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has mourned the demise of the former US President Jimmy Carter. The Prime Minister writes on the social site X that he was deeply saddened by the passing of former President and Nobel laureate Jimmy Carter, adding that he leaves a lasting legacy of philanthropy and dedication to human rights and peace. Tamu Losar festival is being observed in Nepal today with fanfare, especially by Gurung community as the new year. The districts with Gurung settlements have special fervor of this festival. In Gurung community, Lo means year and Sar means change. The day when the year changes is called Tamu Losar. The celebration of the Losar is connected with the celestial changes. The festival is celebrated on the 15th of Nepali month Paus, as the sun's heat comes first in Lamjung, Gorkha, Tonohu, Siangja, Monang, Kaski, Parbat, etc., where the Gurungs are in the majority. The night today is the longest of the year, and then the duration of the night is believed to gradually shorten. In observance of the festival, the government declared a public holiday today. On the same occasion, the Gurung community organized a special cultural program in Turihill of Kathmandu. One more case of monkeypox has been confirmed in Nepal. According to spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Prakash Burathoki, a 44-year-old male returnee from Saudi Arabia, has been tested positive for the infection. Dr. Burathoki said that further details regarding the infection will be made public soon. On the 20th of December, a 36-year-old male from Tanahu was diagnosed with mpox infection. He is also a returnee from the Saudi Arabia. Nepal recorded the first case of the infection on the 16th of June in 2023. The infection was confirmed on a foreign national. Lumini Buddhist University and China's Beijing Language and Culture University have signed an agreement on collaboration. Lumini Buddhist University Vice Chancellor Professor Dr. Subarnalal Bhattacharya and Beijing Language and Culture University Chairman Dawn Peng exchanged a memorandum of understanding to that connection amidst a program organized at Prime Minister's official residence in Balbata today. The MOU states that the two universities will collaborate in cultural exchanges, language teaching and research activities. Similarly, a Nepal institute will be established in Beijing and China Institute in Lumbini. Purnima Shrestha, a renowned photojournalist and Everest summiter, has been named in CNN's Extreme Athletes Who Pushed Limits in 2024 list. The prestigious news agency recognized her for her extraordinary achievements in mountain climbing. Purnima made history by scaling the world's highest peak three times in just 2 weeks on the 12th, 19th and 25th of May during the spring season. Additionally, she became the first Nepali woman to summit the Dhaulagiri peak. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal, has stressed the need for focusing on building sustainable, safe and useful infrastructures. In his address to a program organized on the occasion of the 22nd establishment day of Roads Board Nepal, Minister Dahal opined for connecting infrastructure development to economic growth. Directing for a prompt management of sick tenders under the board, the minister urged the board to accelerate road repairs together with monitoring. Mukesh Bahadur Pal of Trivun Army Club has won the title of Gairakot Half Marathon 2024 by completing the race in 1 hour 16 minutes and 8 seconds. With winning the 21-kilometer race, the Nepali Army personnel has achieved a cash prize of 100,000 rupees. Similarly, the second position has been secured by Gopichandra Pakri of the Armed Police Force. He clocked 1 hour 17 minutes and 43 seconds to complete the target and bagged 50,000 rupees. The event was held in Gairakot of Navalparasi, Bardaghat, Sustha East today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Farmers blocked roads at many places across Punjab on Monday as part of their Band call, affecting the commuter traffic in several areas. According to Hindustan Times, a call for a shutdown was given last week by non-political organization Samyukta Kisan Morcha and Kisan Mazdoor Morcha over the centre not accepting the demands of protesting farmers. The farmers have been protesting at the Punjab-Haryana border at Khanauri to press the centre for several demands, including a legal guarantee to a minimum support price for crops. The railways has cancelled or rescheduled over 200 trains due to the Punjab Band call. However, emergency services will remain operational. 11 people died and 22 were injured in a bus accident near Punjab's Fateh Jung area in Pakistan on Monday. According to ANI news agency, the victims belonged to Bahawalpur Verahi Sharakpur and Islamabad. Jio News cited motorway police as saying the bus overturned on the M14 motorway en route from Bahawalpur to Islamabad. Rescue officials said that 6 people, including 3 women, have been shifted to Benazir Bhutto Hospital and 1 injured has been transferred to Islamabad and District Headquarters Hospital each. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is possibility of light rain at some places in Sutrapashchim and Karnali province and at a few places in Lumbini and Koshi province and at 1 or 2 places in remaining provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate snowfall at some places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Sutrapashchim, Karnali and Koshi province, as well as at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki and Bagmati province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Thick fog and cold waves affect lives in Nepal's Tarai Madhes. Meteorologists urge all to remain alert, warning effect on air and road transportation. President Ramchandra Powell and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli expressed grief over the demise of former US President Jimmy Carter. Recall Carter's contribution to peace, human rights and charity. Tamul Hosar Festival being observed in Nepal with fanfare, especially by Kurung community as New Year, and farmers block roads at many places across Indian state of Punjab as part of their band call. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.